The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's Down in the DM breakdown, it went down, but not the way you think. The woman is actually hiding her child from her man. She never told the man she's dating that she has a son.
I don't know.
Huge red flag.
Yeah, I don't know about that, right? I don't know.
Is it a red flag or is it a red flag that she feels like she has...
To break up with her.
What? Oh, whoa.
Hold on.
Because if she's not telling you about her entire life. She's hiding her child.
Maybe because she thinks that he'll judge her and won't want to be with her.
He should know going into the relationship that she has a child.
But then maybe he would have never given her a chance.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Like, automatically, I've done that before. Like, oh, you got a kid? Nope. Mm-mm.
It's true. And it's controversial to even say that, right, Anthony? You'd be like, I don't want to date nobody with kids. But if that's how you feel, that's how you feel.
But at the same time, you got to be fair. You got to be honest. You got to be upfront. Hey, I have a kid. You can't just hide it and then let them fall in love with you and then spring up. Oh, wait, there's a little something else that we got going on here. I got this, you know, child with me.
Okay, well, why don't you take a listen to the podcast and decide for yourself. Should he give her another chance or is it worth breaking up over? Take a listen. Last night, my life flashed before my eyes, and so did some car headlights. It's Friday. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Thank God I'm not dead. I'm Dana Cortez.
Her savior, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
We walk our dogs every night, and last night I got a little head of DJ Automatic and the Huskies, because I can't handle them. They're strong dogs. They pull me and whatever. I'm a little woman, 5'2". So I'm walking ahead, and I hear Auto go, Dana. And I realized this woman that was turning into the apartment complex that we were walking by did not see me, almost hit me. Thank goodness I was quick like a cat, and I moved forward, and she missed me.
We go out to go do this walk, and Dana decides to wear all black.
Well, when I was ready to go, it wasn't dark yet. You took forever.
And let me guess, you were also on your phone, too, huh?
No, she wasn't on her phone.
She's just wearing all black, and it's dark out, no street lights. And all that woman saw was her little blonde lollipop head, her little silver.
Thank goodness. My face is very pale.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It just looked like a little lollipop just bouncing through the street.
Have you ever almost hit someone or something just because you kind of weren't paying attention? I have a feeling she wasn't really. She was like,
because I saw the reaction on her face. She freaked out. She was like, oh, my God, I almost hit that woman.
Who apologized first? You or her?
Like, nobody. I just kept walking. Sorry. It wasn't her fault. I mean, it is what it is.
Dana wouldn't apologize. You know Dana.
Oh, come on. I almost hit a lady one time in a parking lot like that. Oh, and she stopped and gave me the look till I said, sorry. I was the one. I was like, I'm sorry. You got to be careful. And by the way, Automatic, it wasn't my fault. Pedestrians have the right of way.
Not what you're going to say when you're splatted across the floor.
How are you her hero?
Because I said, watch out, Dana. That lady doesn't see you. And so she started going. Scooted across the street a little quicker.
Because he thinks he's always the hero. Anyway, I'm alive. I'm here. Thank goodness. Because it's Friday, National Day, Anthony A.
All right. We'll kick it off with, who doesn't love a good donut in the morning? It's National Donut Day.
Donut with a cafecito. Oh, my gosh.
I almost feel like this is a little bit of cultural appropriation at this point. National Love Your Red Hair Day. I don't want to offend any red-haired people out there.
But Banana had red hair.
How are we culturally appropriating?
I don't know. You don't know. Just treat us like normal people. I don't want them. I don't want all the redhead people.
Don't call me a ginger.
I don't want that, dude. Hey, whoa, dude.
You can't call them gingers?
Oh, I don't want to find out if you can't. You're going to get canceled for that. Thanks, Automatic. Sorry.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran and everybody else. National Jersey as in sports jersey.
I have a crazy jersey collection.
Oh, really?
Automatic does. What do you think is the most valuable jersey that you own?
I got a Michael Jordan one from early seasons, and then I also have a Kevin Durant Seattle Supersonics jersey.
Is that a big deal?
Because he never played for the Supersonics. They went to Oklahoma City. So I have the actual jersey, his initial jersey. Yes.
Well, let's put that sucker up on eBay today. Why is it sitting in the studio?
Because I'm going to get it signed, and then it's going to be worth a lot.
Oh, there you go. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Down in the DM breakdown, we're talking about Matt and Andrea, who, by the way, we figured out Andrea definitely has another man in her life, but it's not exactly what we all thought it would be. Listen to this.
That she has or had someone named Caleb in her life.
So how'd you find out about Caleb?
I went through her email on her work computer. She left it at my house over the weekend. She had a few different emails from coworkers asking, how Caleb was doing. I need to find out who Caleb is.
And how long have you guys been together, bro?
Like 5 months.
So who is this mysterious Caleb man? None of us were expecting this.
I was just calling to verify the reference and ask you a few questions about Caleb.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Caleb is my son, and he's only two, so I think you have the wrong Caleb.
Caleb's your son.
Dude, what the f***? You have a son? Why'd you tell me?
What is going on? I'm sorry, I don't
Andrea, your boyfriend Matt had us call you to find out who this Caleb guy is. I don't think any of us expected that answer. First of all, my name is Dana Cortez from the Dana Cortez Show. You have a son, and the man you're dating doesn't know you have a son?
Matt? Are we talking about Matt? What is going on?
I think you need to answer that question, Andrea. What's going on here? Why don't you tell me you have a kid?
She ended up hanging up, and she did not continue the conversation. He did say, though, that once she disconnected the call, she was calling him. We're going to talk to him in a couple of weeks, but I do know that I'm not condoning what she did. I do understand how difficult it is being a single mom and dating, because when I was a single mom, a lot of people right away judge you. Oh, she got baggage. She got kids. You could be the best mother, but some people see it as, you know, little people they don't want to take care of, and men, you know, especially if you're young.
Ooh, that's a good point you put right there, too, because, like, I've kind of been in a similar situation. It wasn't 5 months that it took the girl to reveal she had a kid to me. It was, like, more like three. For a long time, I thought she was, like, living in a halfway home.
But
because she was like, I always had to be out by like 9 p.m. and stuff like that. It was like,
because she was
rules.
A mom.
Yeah, she was a mom. I didn't know what was going on. And then I also thought I was a side dude. Right. So I think like
you were the side dude.
Well, to the kid.
Technically, you kind of were. Yeah,
yeah, you kind of were the side dude.
But I get why she doesn't want to like tell him, because, you know, you got to be cautious about who you bring your kids around.
I understand that. Uh-huh. But I've had the same thing happen to me where a girl didn't tell me for like 3-4 months that she didn't have a kid. And I was at her apartment. I was like, who's that little girl? Oh, that's my daughter.
Oh.
I was like, wait, you have a kid? And she's like, yeah.
Do you think it's because of what Dana was saying earlier, how it's like we feel like we judge them?
So, yeah, if you just turned the radio on, we were kind of breaking it down a little earlier, and then I kind of just, you know, barely made a little mention of that, but it is that. It's hurtful, and it makes you feel bad, right? It makes you feel like you're not worthy of the relationship, even though you are, ladies. Having kids, it does not make you less of a woman. In fact, oftentimes you have to work even harder, especially if you're single. But I do understand why a woman would keep it from a man.
But at the same time, you have to be forthcoming. You can't keep it from them. Yeah. I mean, the minute I found out, I was like, oh, this girl's a liar.
Mm.
Well, no, you're right. But would you have dated her in the first place if you knew? Don't lie.
I don't know. Probably not.
And so that's what I'm saying. You can't hide your children. I never did. I have three beautiful daughters. I never hid them. And sometimes it was hurtful. A guy would be like, don't want to go there. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, don't.
Dude,
because well, I mean, so it makes you feel bad.
The way I used to think before I married a woman with children, I used to be like, well, I don't want to take care of somebody else's kid. That's
you
not
told
my
me
kid.
That while we were seeing each other.
Exactly. That, and I understand where you're coming
serious.
From.
Yeah,
it wasn't serious. Yeah. And then the other thing is what if she's got a crazy baby daddy and, you know, we have to deal with that kind of stuff? I don't want to deal with all that.
Well, that's a whole different conversation that I don't want to have right now. What I do want to say is that I understand how difficult it can be, ladies, to reveal to someone that you are a single parent, that you're you know, you have children or a kid or five or two or whatever. But the best thing to do is to be honest and upfront immediately so that you know if this man is willing to accept the full package. Because if a man tells you, oh, I don't really want somebody with kids, good. Let me know up front.
There we go.
Because I got kids.
That doesn't make him a bad man either.
No, it doesn't. And a lot of people say, well, a real man doesn't mind raising another man's kids. No, a real man tells you the truth.
Yep.
And if you feel that way, guys, it's okay. But you know what? You automatic fell in love and he married me, so never know. Be up front. Be honest. It's the best way to be.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, we got a mom on TikTok that decided she's going to charge her 7-year-old rent, and the internet is divided.
The parent score!
So let's play the audio of her explaining how she charges her 7-year-old and how he earns his money, and then let's talk about it.
I have a 7-year-old. He has a daily task list that he must complete on a daily basis. Should he complete everything on his task list, he gets $1 per day. At the end of the month, he realizes that he has bills to pay. He pays those bills to me. He has his rent, he has electricity for his room, and he also has his internet for his iPad. He then understands that throughout the month, he has two buckets. He has his fund money and his bill money. It is up to his responsibility to categorize his money and where he's going to put it into those buckets before the end of the month. It has taught him the value of a dollar and responsibility.
Now, before I share a peer-reviewed study that was published in verywellfamily.com on this exact topic, whether it's a good or bad thing, Let's talk about it amongst ourselves. Mm. Ask people to tap into the phone lines. Charging a 7-year-old rent. Is she wrong or is she right?
At first, I thought it was wild because then she broke down the price of like a dollar and all that stuff like that too.
He makes a dollar a day to do his chores.
I think that's good. Like my mom growing up, I was getting in trouble on the school bus for a while, and so she made me sign a contract that if I got in trouble on the school bus or got below a B in school, I had to sit out 2 basketball games. And throughout my elementary career, I only had to sit out 4 basketball games.
But the contract was legit.
By the time I got to middle school, bro, I was the best kid on the school bus. You know what I mean? The school bus were friends, so that was good. And I'll never forget, she's like, I have to leave work early to take you home. Da, 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 da. You're not going to be able to play sports. So,
well, as a single mom, you ain't got time, man. Exactly. That's time off of the paycheck. When you got to leave to go pick up your bad kid.
See, I mean, I feel like it's counterproductive. I feel like at 7 years old, to give a kid that much responsibility, you're just like building a little burnout right there. That he's going to like hit 13, he's going to be like, I'm done with work. I'm done with life.
Are you ready for
that? I've been working my whole life. You're not, I mean, you only get to be a kid one time. One time. That's the only chance you get of being a kid. And to take it away, I think is, I think it's bad parenting. She thinks she's being responsible, but I'm just telling you, she's building a little burnout.
I have 3 daughters, and I think that I have made so many mistakes with all 3 of them. First one, too much responsibility. Second, not enough. Now with Ava Maddox, because she's my last baby, we decided we're not gonna have any more babies. I just give her everything. Psychologists agree that charging rent can be instrumental in helping your child build mental strength and teach them the value of a dollar. Now, some parents, when they get older, they put off retiring to continue caring for their kids beyond 18 because they have not instilled any kind of real responsibility in their children. It becomes a habit. This isn't good for your kid or for you. Age-appropriate rent and chores is a good thing.
There we go.
It's a good thing. It's like Anthony said, automatic in the beginning. It's a dollar. It's not 20. It's not anything.
You only get to be a kid one time.
You're right,
in your
but
life.
You still have
you
to pick
to
up.
You get to work your entire life. Why you would you set it up to like where you make
because
kid
you
feel
still
like
have to make your bed. You still have to clean your room.
I get
so
that
she's
you have,
paying him to do the things that he needs to do, and then she says, "Okay, now you owe me half of what you've made." And it's teaching him responsibility. I just think we just give these kids too much. We complain about this youth doesn't want to work, doesn't want to do anything. And it's because we haven't made them.
Ooh.
And then when they start falling behind in school, they start falling behind. I don't want to get a job. I don't like that. We're angry. Well, it's because of what we're doing.
What happens if he falls behind in rent?
That's what I'm saying.
What's he going to do, boot him?
Maybe.
She's like, you've been evicted. Yeah. Now that you're 8, you're ready to live in these streets.
This is getting a real millennial experience.
How do you feel about how this mother is handling parenting? Tap into the phone lines, or let's talk about it on social media, because I'm putting a meme up right now with the question.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
You know how Reese's Peanut Butter Cup always comes in at number 1 for the Halloween candy?
Yeah.
Well, they have a new candy out that I just don't know, okay? I'm going to talk about it now in food news. Hottest Hashtags begins at this very moment on your Friday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
Okay, so this is a very serious conversation. Former wide receiver Henry Ruggs was driving in Las Vegas at 156 miles per hour. He struck a car with 23-year-old Tina Tentor, who was inside her vehicle from behind, started her car on fire. She and her dog both died in this tragic, preventable accident. He was charged with DUI resulting in death, posted $150,000 bail. He is wearing an ankle monitor and submitted his passport as well to authorities. Raiders quarterback Derek Carr has this to say about Ruggs.
I will always be here for him. That won't change, and I'll prove that over the course of time to him, not to anybody else. But he needs people to love him right now. He's probably feeling a certain type of way about himself right now, and he needs to be loved. And if no one else will do it, I'll do it.
Derek Carr has faced a lot of criticism for saying that, but if you watch the whole press conference, he also, of course, acknowledged the woman, Tina Tentor, her family, prayers were given and everything else. But to say that this man just doesn't get any love for making a mistake is disingenuous. If it was your family, what would you do?
Exactly. How many of us know friends or family members who've gotten behind a wheel?
How many of us have gotten behind a wheel? How many of us have gotten behind a wheel when you had a couple of drinks?
It's just another example of how your life can change dramatically with one decision.
Which is why you should never get behind the wheel after you've had one, two, three, I don't care how many drinks. You call a friend, you call Uber, you call Lyft, you call a cab, or you walk home. Because this woman died innocently and this man has ruined his life. No one wins in this situation. And props to Derek Carr for doing what he's a Christian. You know, he's walking and walking, talking to talk. All right, this is a hard pivot, but now we're going to talk about food news. Reese's peanut butter potato chip cups are now on shelves.
What?
Does that sound gross or is it just me?
It sounds awful.
It sounds disgusting.
I could imagine that.
But
that
I will try it.
Think about it, dude. You get a little it's salt and sweet.
It's sweet.
Same thing,
yeah.
Dude. I get it, dude. I'm here for it.
Sounded ick, but online reviews, they agree with you both, and were you, Anthony, anyway. 4.75 stars out of 5.
Let's go. Now I gotta try it for sure.
The Reese's peanut butter potato chip cup. Automatic, you don't need to try nothing, because then you eat and you're like, I can't believe I ate that. I feel so guilty.
Are they out? Or
they're
where
out
can I,
right now.
I can go to the store and buy them right now.
Go to a convenience store right now and pick it up.
Oh, I'm getting one.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, we'll kick this one off with National Jersey Day, ladies and gentlemen.
So, like your favorite sports jersey?
Favorite sports jersey right there. And also this story, jerseys, not to get sentimental, but this reminded me of my grandma. The first time that I'm going to get emotional right now. The first time my grandma ever told me to get a job, I asked her for a Deion Sanders jersey, and she was just like, you got to go to work. So I swept up the yard, and then she still bought me the jersey.
Anthony.
Yeah.
That
made me cry. I love you, Grandma. I love you, Stella. All right, we'll go right along with something me and my grandma endure to every morning. It's National Donut Day.
Oh, there was a time in my life that I didn't know donuts were fattening.
What?
Hence Big Dana. I could knock a dozen down.
I can just hear you two defending that donuts were good for you.
Dude, donuts are like a low key reason to eat cake in the morning.
That's what it is. It's fried cake at that. Fried cake.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I'm here to tell you that 2 virgin births have been documented. I'm not talking about Jesus. It happened very recently.
What the fuck?
In California, condors, you know what a bird?
Yes. Humongous caw-caw. Birds. Yes.
Yeah, there's like endangered species and all that. They can have virgin births.
What?
In
How?
Fact, genetic testing has confirmed that 2 male chicks, one hatched in 2001 and the other one in 2009, both came from unfertilized eggs that were only related to their mother. No male relation whatsoever.
Dang, dude. The definition of I don't need a man.
Period.
That's what's up.
In nature. Yeah. It's coming. It's coming. The definition of condors don't have to pay child support. All right. So researchers with the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance said this genetic testing means that just what you said, Anthony A., the female is moving toward not needing the male in this particular species. This usually only happens when there's no access to males. These female condors are basically saying, we just don't want you.
They may not want those male condors, but I know something that everybody wants right now.
What?
Space tacos.
Space tacos.
Space tacos. Sounds like a new superhero.
Outer space tacos?
Yes. At the International Space Station, astronauts got to enjoy tacos with green chili that they grew themselves inside the spaceship. It's a big farming feat for the astronauts because they've been able to grow lettuce, radishes, but they've never been able to grow peppers before because peppers take a longer time to actually like germinate and bear fruit.
They grew chiles in space.
They grew chilies in space.
Wow, tacos that are really out of this world.
This is one thing that's going to make the aliens definitely pull up.
Yeah, they're going to have a little drive-through at the side of the space station.
So therefore, tacos are the greatest thing in and out of this world. I like it.
Taco trucks in space.
From out of space to New Zealand for something out of this world. How about this? Check this out. A New Zealand city officially took their wizard off payroll after he was on payroll for 2 decades. Yes, that's right. They had a government-funded state wizard in New Zealand. But unfortunately, my man, what is his name? Ian Brackenberg. Burn is no longer the official wizard because of his remarks about women in the local government.
What?
He got me tooed? The wizard got me tooed?
They hired a misogynistic wizard had him on payroll for 20 years?
Yes, dude. They paid him $16,000 annually every single year to perform wizardly acts and wizard-like services.
Why didn't he just put a spell on him to make him forget?
Because just like everything else, the government was spending money on things that we don't need.
Fake news.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, we have an update on the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion case. That's coming up right now. This story and more. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, Anthony A. Let's get down with celebrity birthdays first.
We got Kris Jenner celebrating her birthday. Kevin Jonas and Odell Beckham Jr. Free him from the Browns, please.
All right, let's start off with some big news in hip-hop. DMX and Juice WRLD are both getting documentaries. DMX will be released first, November 25th, available for streaming on HBO Max and HBO. Don't Try to Understand is the name of his doc. Juice WRLD comes in December. It'll be December 16th. It's called Into the Abyss. I know both are going to get huge numbers because I can't wait to watch them.
I think it's dope that they're releasing the DMX in November now, since November is officially hip-hop month, according to Congress.
That's right. Okay. All right, now let's talk about Jay-Z. He started his Instagram account. He amassed a whole bunch of followers, millions, and he just deleted it. Ho! It's like you said, he was just promoting his Western. He don't care.
No, he don't want to talk to us.
Nor did he have to post his lady either. No. Shout out to Jay-Z.
He didn't even post Beyoncé.
If Jay-Z doesn't post Beyoncé, I ain't got to post you. That's just, you know, is that what we're saying here? Thanks, Hov.
No, we are not saying that. You ain't Jay-Z. Hov. All right, so now an update on the Tory Lanez case. Of course, he's been accused of allegedly shooting Megan Thee Stallion in the foot, and he decided to not cop a plea deal. He's going all the way with this one. Court next month. I think he believes he can beat the case. I mean, he's got enough money for, you know, really good attorneys. But I also know there's a lot of witnesses who say, no, you shot her in the foot.
Damn. I mean, he's got to have something that says that he didn't do it. Or somebody, he maybe has a witness in his back pocket. Something's got to, because if I was facing 23 years and there was witnesses who said I pulled that trigger, I'm taking the plea deal because it's going to be at least less than what you're going to do. 23 years is a long time.
I think what he's got is a big ego. And he's really cocky, and he thinks he can beat the case. And all of us are going to find out next month. But let me tell you something. Team Megan all day.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show is on. It is November 5th, and we are going to get down with Music Facts DJ Automatic. November 5th. Where will we begin?
We're going to start with the birthday. It is Kevin Jonas's birthday. He is the brother that no one really cares about.
Aww. Somebody cares about Kevin Jonas.
Yeah, I mean, he's not Nick, and he's not the other one. The other brother that
Damn,
nobody cares
that's
about.
Even more sad. Happy birthday to Kevin Jonas. All right, where's
for
your
real
neck?
Though, shout out to him. Happy birthday to you for being a good older brother. I think you're the oldest one. I'm not sure, though. All right, we're going to keep it pushing. We're going to 1996 when Tupac's fifth and final album, Don Cluminati, The 7-Day Theory, is released under his pseudonym Machiavelli. The album featured Hail Mary.
Hail Mary, run quick, see what do we have here now?
I love that song to this day.
One of the best hip-hop songs of all time.
Seriously.
And it also had this West Coast classic right here.
Okay, I forgot about that song. But this is my favorite part of the song.
It wouldn't be L.A. without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride on the sets again.
Look how he shout out to brown folks. He said Mexicans. I was like, hey, somebody loves us. I love that part right there. You gotta admit, Tupac. I mean, think about all the incredible things he did. He was just a different individual. He had a lot of demons, but he had a lot of goodness in him as well.
His catalog will be relevant for years and years. I mean, 100 years from now, when they're talking about hip-hop, one of the first names that's going to come up is going to be Tupac. And they're also going to talk about this man right here. We're going to 2013 when Eminem releases his 8th studio album, the Marshall Mathers LP 2. It debuted at number 1, sold 4 million copies, and spawned 2 huge hits with Rap God.
Lyrics coming at you with supersonic speed.
JJ Fox.
You assuming I'm a human. What I gotta do to get it through to you? I'm superhuman, innovative, and I made a rubber. So that anything you say is ricocheting off of me and it'll glue to you and devastating more than ever.
Okay, you gotta admit, that was wild. When that dropped, people were like, what? How did he do that?
You can say whatever you want to say about Eminem. The one thing you can't say is the man can't rap. Because that dude is one of the most technically skilled rappers to walk the face of the planet.
For sure.
And then it had this other humongous hit on it, too.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me.
This was a monster. You like my corny play on word there?
I did like that
corny wordplay. And yes, you're right. Eminem, one of the greatest artists ever.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A mom on TikTok recently went viral because she said that she charges her 7-year-old son rent. DJ Automatic thinks that's a bad thing to do for that child. Let's break it down right now. Let's welcome to 2 Dudes, 1 Studio. Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we're breaking down the Parents Court today, which happens every Friday earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show. And we go back and forth and talk about usually young homies' qualms, maybe if a kid is having a dispute with his kid. But this one came from straight from TikTok. And the mom said she charges her son $7, in which she also does pay him the $7.
So what she does is she pays him $1 a day to do his chores.
Okay.
And at the end of the week, he has to give half of it for rent, and the other half he gets to keep.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, I know. You have as a father, you have a couple different takes on this. But I would say, I think this is a good thing. I think this teaches him some responsibility. I think this is teaching him how to, you know, save money going forward. You know, because hey, the world don't care, dog.
No, you're right. The world don't care. But you let the kid play with his Legos. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Let him live. Let him be a child. You only get to be a child once, and she's literally taking his childhood away from him. You know, with all that imagination you have as a kid, he's over here sweating. He's like, my mom's gonna throw me out if I don't got half the rent by Friday.
Yeah, buddy, welcome to growing up Latino.
Dude, he's 7. Now, I could see if he was even in double digits, maybe 11, 12 years old, that'd be okay. Like, I started working for my dad when I was 10.
Yeah, I think I was learning what, okay. And do you think that made you rebel a little bit, DJ Automatic, towards like the workplace or anything like that?
No, I think that it taught me some responsibility, but my dad let me keep my money. He didn't let me go, like, he didn't ask for it back. My dad, one of the rules he always had, as long as you're in school, you're not going to ever have to pay me rent. But the second you're out of school, you're going to have to pay me rent.
Damn. Okay. I think I understand that too. And I understand what you're saying in regards to stressing the kid out. And
yeah. I mean, you've already got so many responsibilities. By the time this kid goes to junior high, he's going to be worried about doing a book report and making rent to his mom.
Or his hairline is going to be receding by the time he's in middle school. Doris, my mom, who made me sign a contract to not get in trouble on the school bus.
Too much stress. Blame your mom for your receding hairline.
Come on, mom. Let us know if you think this is good or bad. We're breaking it down on the Dana Cortez Show Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Charging your children rent. What a controversial topic, but at the same time, think about the study we shared. It's a good thing to teach kids responsibility early because they won't learn otherwise.
Mm. What me and Automatic were talking about inside 2 Dudes was actually how that could actually add to the stress. And I was actually saying, I don't know if you caught that part, Dana, where I was like, that's actually why my hairline's receding. Because my mom was stressing me at an early age.
Blame that
so
on
like,
your mother?
I don't know if that, is that really Automatic?
We agreed. I don't think they should put that kind of stress on a child. And like to put a 7 or 8 year old through something like that is not, in my opinion, the best way to raise
how
a kid.
How is asking your child to do chores they're supposed to, rewarding them with $1 because of it, and then teaching them you get to keep half in this fun bucket and the other half is going into the rent bucket, which, by the way, you'll get when you're 18. How is that stressful? It's $1 and it's fun. You're teaching them when you work, you get something. When you don't, you get nada.
A small amount of time to be a child. Let the kid be a child. Let that imagination grow. Let that kid, you know, go, let it go wild. If he's sitting here thinking about how I'm going to live my life from the time he's 7 and like thinking about saving money, that's just not, you're not living your childhood. You're not letting your imagination grow. You don't become a full person.
Agree with you.
I don't agree at all.
Work for something that he wants, like, or he or she, but if it's something they want, let him work for that. But other than that, don't be charging him rent.
I say do something, because I'll tell you right now, there are people in positions that are trying to hire the younger generation because it's too late.
Why didn't you do it in the first place?
Because I didn't.
It's not too late.
I didn't think of the idea. I wish TikTok had been around.
You're over here talking about like a big game.
I'd charge all 3 of them.
You've had three kids that you've never done any of that with.
That's what I'm saying.
And so then why are you practicing that? Why are you preaching what you don't practice?
I should have. Well, do you want to start charging your rent today? Because I will.
No, because I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, then why are you asking me?
Because I just wanted to point out that you don't
do it.
Well, I
will tell
you
right now, in all honesty, we should have done more. I should have done more with the first 2. And with Ava, I don't even know. So, no, we should definitely teach her more responsibility, period. Mm-hmm. We have friends who are in positions trying to hire younger generations, and all these kids that are between ages, and they're kids. This is young adults, okay? That's part of the problem. They're not children between the ages of 20 and 24. I don't like this. What am I getting for it? Your paycheck.
Yeah, that's facts.
Right? Well, I don't know if this is something that makes me happy. Does food make you happy?
Is that what you're saying? And it's a big lesson. To
it's
learn
ridiculous.
Sometimes you don't get to do what you want to do in order to
eat. You got to do what you have to do.
There you go.
And I'm part of the problem because I let my daughter do so much because I love her. I want to give her the world. The world's giving her nothing. I'm not doing her any favors.
There you go.
All right, more of the podcast now.